Episode 129.
Reasons unknown. Just
delicious. It's the most healing podcast in the country.
Cars!
It causes brain damage at the same time.
Because one, you're like, one, you tune in because, hey, Bells is funny. I'll tune in for that.
I don't know.
You'll tune in because
producer Becky is sexy, got a sexy voice. She's like, yeah, I'll tune in for that.
Okay.
And then three, Mikey's dumb.
You call in right now, someone on Dorktown will have phone sex with you.
Yep. Oh, nobody's calling? Too bad.
Okay.
And so you're like, Mikey's dumb, and like he makes me feel better about myself. Because I'm like, at least I'm not
You're genuine.
That guy.
At least I'm not that guy.
That guy's dumb, and I'm not. And I can walk around the rest of the day knowing, hey, I'm not that guy. So it's good for everybody. It's a healing podcast.
Maybe.
Producer Becky is unproducing the heater above her.
I had to turn it off. It's burning my head and melting the chocolate cookies in front of me. So
yeah, you don't want to melt the chocolate cookies.
Yes. So, we did the mega cast.
Yep.
It's
okay.
Raving reviews.
Yeah. Anyone even listen?
Nobody. Yeah.
Nobody's listening.
Nobody cares. The only reference to it has been
a dislike.
Outside of my, you know, pumping it out there, has been, you know, Mike Oz putting it in his Fresno post on the Fresno Beehive, where he kind of every once in a while he'll just list a bunch of links to things that are happening Fresno esque. News that's happening, and he
when you want Fresno news,
I told you I'd do something there.
He linked to it and said, "Don't listen to this megacast too. Don't listen to it." But that and so that is the Merry Gamers not reference it at all, not pumped it out at all. Den 60 not reference it at all, not put it out to their people at all. The view looks good from here, Fresno. Not put it out to their people at all, not reference it at all. Us, we're pumping it.
We're pumping it, man, and it's huge.
Listen
and
to MegaCast.
You guys are missing out because we're making a ton of cash right now.
Oh yeah,
you got to jump on this train.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's the thing to do. Pump out the MegaCast. Oh, you haven't listened to it yet?
Obviously, everyone.
Neither have we.
Everyone was pleased with the result.
Yeah,
they're just trying to ignore that it happened and forget it all.
Well, we got news for you guys. We got you all on.
It's tape. Out there. It's all there.
Fucking blackmail every single fucking one of you.
Oh yeah.
This is my demands.
These are my demands.
So demand when we did our megacast, Chris had said he was going to buy each podcast Cards of Inhumanities. What was it called?
Something like
Cards
that.
Of Inhumanity.
No.
The game we played.
So he was going to buy Cards each of one of them a set. My demand is I get all sets. None of you get them.
Nobody gets them.
I get it, and I don't open any of them.
That's fair.
I don't play the game. And I don't share with anybody. That's my demand.
Yeah. You put it
and
away.
When I show up and we go somewhere to do a podcast, I'll show up with every single packet of those, and I won't let you open them. I won't let you fucking open them.
You can just
look. You're going to lay them on the ground and roll.
Look at
in
that.
Them.
They are still packaged. Fresh. Those are my demands.
Cards Against Humanity.
And a beer.
I agree. I whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should. Most people do. Intelligent minds do.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was your Christmas, Bells? Was it a good Christmas? Yeah. Did you have a good one?
Oh, yeah, it's because this is past now, right? But by the time it comes out, Christmas is already past.
Sure.
Oh, it was great, dude. I got great gifts.
Yeah?
You want to know what I got?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll tell you in like 3 days.
Okay. What would be? Can you remember the best gift you ever got as a child, even as an adult, but as a child? I mean, those are the ones you remember.
I can't remember if my first Atari was a Christmas gift or not. Mm-hmm. But if it was, that would have been the greatest Christmas gift ever. It was the first Atari, because that was the shit.
Yeah, it was.
There you go.
I remember my first Atari. I made my my step-grandfather buy it, and I pulled some weeds. Like, he was like, all right, I'll buy you an Atari, but you got to do some yard work. I'm like, yeah, sweet.
Come on out to the shed,
boy. And I basically just, you know, pulled weeds for, like, one section of the front yard. I was like, hey, I pulled weeds. Hook me up with that Atari. Nice. And we went down and...
Kicked your ass.
We went down to buy it, and the guy, the clerk, was like... It was like a Long's Drugs. I don't know why. Long's Drugs had the Atari 2600.
Yeah, they did. They had games.
Yeah.
Behind the counter.
Yeah, they did. They were they were a hookup for Atari.
Badass. Then.
And the clerk goes, oh, you know, tomorrow this is going on sale. So I don't know how much less it was, but it was, I guess it was, you know, somewhat less. He's like giving the, you know, heads up, like, you know, just, you just come back tomorrow, it's going to be on sale. And he's like, all right, you want to come back tomorrow? I was like, no, I kind of want it now.
You asshole.
Well, my cousin was coming into town the next day, and like, this was... Or coming in town that night, and then I wanted to have the Atari. I was like, I wanted to be all badass and go, look, I've got the Atari now.
Yeah.
Do you have an Atari where you live?
You want to play?
Oh, you don't? Here, I have one.
You can't play. You can watch.
You can watch me
and
play.
And I'm not going to open up my Atari. I'm just going to leave it unopened right in front of you. Watch it. And say, hey, look at that. You see that Atari game? Comes with battle stations, air sea battle. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to open it up.
Asteroids. You can't play Asteroids.
You can't play it.
You can't play
it. What difficulty level do you want it on?
You can't
play Pong. It doesn't matter because I'm not going to turn
it
on.
Sorry, you can't play Pong.
Not even opening the package.
Pong looks
fucking fun. When you leave, I'll open it.
My favorite gift was a record player that had the two cassettes so I could record and play things at the same time. That was my favorite. I was like 12 years old.
Wait, a record player had within the whole device, there was a cassette with
two
the record player?
Yeah.
Two cassettes, yeah. Dual cassette
player. Record what
and
was
radio,
going
yeah.
You could record what was going on the record player
yeah.
and put it on tape?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
pretty cool.
My mom still has it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting that. That's mine now.
I got it when I was 12. This is my favorite gift.
She has like in the garage?
I had that thing forever. No, I think she uses it in the office.
Uses it?
She listens to Danzig records.
Yeah, it still works.
Oh. She listens to all Danzig records.
Mother!
What? Oh, no Danzig records? Maybe. I don't know. I might have that later.
What? Yeah, what kind of music did you listen to on that?
Well, back then, my favorite record was Cyndi Lauper.
Wow.
Yeah, you ever listen to fucking Cyndi Lauper played backwards? It's satanic. It's super satanic.
Satanic Lauper.
Telling you.
Yeah. She's way into it.
And then I got a bunch of records, like classic rock records from underneath. It's horrible, but from underneath the Salvation Army truck that like someone obviously donated, but my friend and I decided that we'd go through them and take them off their hands. And take the best ones.
Oh, they don't need these.
Yeah, they don't need those.
This is
so we had a good collection after that.
I'll take this.
I'll do them.
Be for everybody.
I'll do them.
I really
solid.
Thought that though, so I don't know. Now I know.
Kinda. Sorta.
Oh. Although Salvation Army is a money making machine. So, no, not really for everybody.
You know what's awesome to do is you go over to someone's house and you eat, like, they got a bowl of pistachios out there. You eat all of them and leave.
Yep.
Whole bowl of frickin' pistachios.
A $9 bowl of pistachios.
Twice as big pile of
shells. Yep.
And leave.
Suck it.
There you go. Thanks for your pistachios. I'm out of here.
Thanks. These are expensive, I'm sure. Thank you. Goodbye. Next time, have more See's candy out.
Yeah. Do it.
See's candy is wonderful during the holidays. I love it.
It's wonderful.
It is, and I've had way too much of it this month already.
What's your favorite See's candy?
Oh, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up between the round one that's got the marshmallow and the caramel.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
The round one with marshmallow and caramel. Marshmallow.
That is really good.
You know which one I'm talking about.
I think so.
Yep.
I
do. It's like a darker chocolate mm-hmm. color.
And the marshmallows on top.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
That's one of my favorites. All the caramels are good.
I like the almond, like the dark chocolate and almond one. That's good.
I like all the almond ones as well. Doesn't matter what color chocolate.
I like butterscotch, the butterscotch drop thingies. You know what I'm talking about?
The wafer ones?
No, they're just, you get them separately. They're all wrapped up.
Oh. Do you remember the old school wafers they used to use at See's Candy? They looked like planks, like sticks of gum, but they were like chocolate and crunchy.
Yeah.
It was like a butterscotch or whatever, mm-hmm. that crunch. Mm-hmm. You remember that? Oh, yeah. They don't do that anymore.
What?
You heard it here, fool.
Yeah.
South of Herndon, homie.
This is where everyone gets their breaking See's Candy.
Yeah, in case you didn't realize, they don't fucking have that anymore.
This is a See's Candy podcast.
Sorry about that, guys.
You do not get those anymore.
Little just like crunchy. That and the Bell Beefer. They're really tragic. You can't get those anymore.
Well, I think the name. Bell, yeah, it was a bad name.
Oh, it was an awesome name. I remember
really
it.
Bad name.
If it had a normal name, I wouldn't remember the Bell Beefer, which I remember as just being tortilla with ground beef and sauce.
That's perfect for you. Yeah. No wonder you're mourning that.
Like, let's just put hamburger meat with Taco Bell sauce and wrap it in a tortilla and cheese. Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm. Bell Beefer. Bell Beefer.
I like Crunchwrap Supremes.
But see, they aren't on the menu anymore.
Bullshit. You tell them.
But what?
Like a Gordita Crunch?
But you have to have somebody in that crew that knows how to do it.
Bullshit. You tell them, hey,
so
make me a fucking
When I order it, they go, sir, Crunchwrap Supreme. We have nobody trained on that, sir.
Tell me, you better tell someone to learn real quick. By the time I get to this window, fucking head's going to roll.
Start training right now.
You better train.
Because I'm going to slowly drive up to the window.
I'm going to drive up to the window. When I get there, I'm going to punch someone in the fucking mouth. If I don't have my fucking Bell Beefer.
My fucking Bell Beefer.
You understand me? I'm going to punch someone in the fucking mouth.
Sir, it's not 1982. Give me my fucking Bell Beefer, you smart mouth.
I'm going to put up there. You're going to train someone.
You're going to
Someone's going to get their tooth knocked out.
You're going to train them real good.
I got 12 rounds with a bull, boy.
I like the bean and cheese burrito with lots of onions, with extra onions. That's my favorite.
Lots of onions.
Because their onions don't really have... Yeah, I know you don't. They don't really have that much of taste, so you got to add a lot in there to taste them.
Mm-hmm.
Fast food onions.
Yeah. So, I like Crunchwrap Supremes.
All right.
I like cheesy Gordita Crunches with chicken and extra Baja sauce. Ooh. How about that?
Now you get
a little bit of hot sauce, a little bit of hot sauce.
So, Adam Carolla, who was just in town recently, he mentioned this on one of his podcasts, mentioned Fresno. Sorry, not Dorktown.
I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? He doesn't listen to Dorktown.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think he listens to any other podcast, even his own. But on his podcast is Ace on House podcast.
All right. But we got a video question from Andrew, who's from Fresno.
All right, let's take a look. You go to
Adam and Ray, Andrew File here from Fresno, California. I got this house, and you can see here in the siding, I have a big gap between some brick that I think was added at some point. And just want to know, should I worry about that? Is it not a big deal, or what could I do to fix that? So that's just some siding on my house and a big gap in between. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think. Thanks for answering the question, and love the show.
Thank you, Andrew from Fresno. By the way, Fresno, kind of a cool town in its own way. No one ever says that, but greatest fucking fans ever. Just played that place, 800 people, theater, rock and roll.
That's awesome.
250 stayed afterward to like take pictures and shit, but just fucking great, raucous, drunken, fun crowd, Fresno. All right, so that is that.
I want to thank everyone for giving it to me. Now, thank everyone for watching me drink it.
All right. See, Fresno gets positive stuff still. Even Adam Carolla can give us positive.
What do you know? I think if they bring back Roscoe and Romero, I think Fresno would be
Roscoe
back.
Roscoe and Romero again. Fresno would be back on the map.
Yep.
With Roscoe and Romero.
Explain who that.
He was a Hispanic DJ on, it was like KYNO or something like
Kino.
That. Kino. And he had a dog named Roscoe. Mm-hmm. So he'd talk and the dog would bark. I think it was a fake dog.
No.
So I called into the radio station one time thinking I was going to get on the air with him and talk to him, you know? Yeah. I'm just sitting there waiting for him and waiting for him. They had me on hold forever. And finally he answers. He's like, yeah, this is Romero. I'm like, I just want to say hello to Roscoe. He's like, what? I go, I just want to say hello to Roscoe, your dog.
Your dog.
And I just heard like a bark. He's like, woof, woof. I'm like, was that real?
Sir, was that real?
Click.
I'm a kid. Was that real?
Is that real? I got money writing on this. Is that real?
Do you remember the old KKDJ morning duo? You don't remember. I can't remember the name. You don't remember the old classic?
Mark and Tom.
Tom and Brian and Mark. And Tom.
Tom.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob, Tom, Mark, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
He was good. That was good. Good show. Miss it. Almost as good as the Front Row.
Front Row wasn't a very good show.
We know this. We killed them. We stopped them from.
I'm just reminding. I'm just going back over to piss on their ashes. Okay.
Just a little bit. Did you check out the reunion of Nirvana on Saturday Night Live with Paul McCartney as the singer?
Is that good, TiVo?
Yes, it's on TiVo. They came together for one of those charity concerts, I believe, for Sandy or something. And
Chris
Novoselic, Dave
Grohl.
Dave Grohl, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
And Pat Smears came together with Paul McCartney. And they actually recorded a song in the studio earlier, like a while back. They recorded a song.
And then they lip-synced it?
They made a song with Nirvana, with Paul McCartney singing, made a song. It's not called, I don't think it's called Nirvana. But anyway, they made a song and they played it on SNL live. It was, you know, pretty okay. It was just surreal seeing them all play together. And it was pretty crazy. And there's
I'm not impressed.
Does that upset you?
No, I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed?
Nope.
You're not.
I think they should have done a hologram like they did with Tupac.
That was rad.
At Coachella. They should have done a hologram of Kurt Cobain instead of putting fucking Paul McCartney. They pull him out of his formaldehyde jar. Paul, you must talk. We'll sing a song. Paul, shut up already, man. You're old. You got money. I don't want to hear it anymore. Same with Bruce fucking Springsteen.
All my wives have all my money.
Let them fucking go away.
I won't.
That's enough.
And I guess Paul had said, like, he's like, I didn't even really know who Nirvana was. He didn't even understand, like, that was a big deal that they were playing together for the first time.
That's right. He's 70.
He's up there. But I don't know.
He's been dead for 20 years.
He's his own icon. He's allowed to ignore
that. Keep him alive with electricity.
So that happened. I haven't heard any word from Aaron Ford on that. I would waiting for his thoughts on that. Just to randomly pop up via text.
What's that tell you? Must have sucked.
The reunion must have sucked. Well,
maybe they can get the new singer from Alice in Chains to go over and fucking front him.
Yeah, fucking A. It's time for a music break. It's New Year's, so why not do something that's New Year's-y, right?
Yeah, something crazy.
Rademacher with Auld Lang Syne. Fresno's Rademacher. Fresno/now Los Angeles Rademacher.
That translated means, oh, yeah, right.
All right.
They're actually playing it.
Right? You're on Dark Town. It's an episode of 129, you know that?
The plane on the episode?
I knew that.
What episode is this?
129.
Well, I don't see them here.
Shut up. There you go. There you are.
Yep.
That was Rademacher.
Smooth. That's some smooth.
Happy
tunes.
New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2013. What are you looking forward to? Fuck yeah, 2013.
What are you looking forward to?
Fuck you, 2012. I'm looking forward to Fresno summer. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Amen to that.
Oh, you guys are out of your mind.
Get the hell out of here. When did we become Portland? All this fucking rain.
Oh, it's great.
It's great. I love it. I work inside. I love it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either, but you...
I could not handle Portland.
That's what fucking hookers do, man. They gotta work. Mike's a hooker.
He is. He's
you
gone.
You guys didn't know. He's a male whore.
Shut up, man.
13 hours a day.
I'm editing this out now.
Cooking. Princeton and Blackstone.
Now I have to edit this out.
Almost every night.
Probably should.
Almost every night. I do get a night off here and there. Do you remember any raging New Year's parties in the back in the history of your New Year's party Fresno's? I remember one where it was your first date with your current wife.
Yeah, that was cute.
It was cuties.
It's a cute
little
day.
It was so
cuties. And you, it was all. It was,
she was 14.
You were brave to bring her around.
I was
46.
I was 40.
It's so cute.
And it was okay.
And it was fine. I mean, everybody, it kind of just was like, everyone was just like, I get it.
It's bells.
They click.
It's all good.
It's fine. Get it.
Wow. I'm going to get a phone call. I'm going to get a fucking knock on my door tomorrow. Cops.
The cops.
CPS.
Don't worry.
You're a bad person.
You're a bad person.
Club me on the head.
I remember one New Year's. Before we were 21, obviously, I think there was like some big party, some big Bullard-esque party, but it was out in the country somewhere. Somebody on the west side, like, you know, way to frick out there, like almost Kerman or something, you know, in between Fresno and Kerman, somewhere out there, like
that's
Whitesbridge or
fucking badass place to be.
Well, you know, something. And
never been
Chateau,
out to White. You've been
Chateau
out to
Fresno or something.
Oh yeah.
And
there was nothing going on.
And we were in Derek's Firebird.
Do you remember that? We drove out there in the fog, and there was no
we
party.
We couldn't find it.
I was there.
Yeah, and like,
do you remember that, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Oh yeah.
You don't even
now
remember
I
was there. Do you even care? You were
now
like,
I didn't care.
Let me tell you the truth about Michael, producer Becky.
Here we go.
This guy was afraid of me.
Shit.
He didn't talk to me. He had like a thing against me. He was racist.
What the
totally
fuck is your problem?
Racist,
let's
man.
Talk about this.
He's
let's
like,
air
oh,
it out now.
Fucking Armenian. Armenians. He's all loud. Shit.
What was
don't
your
talk
problem,
to him,
homeboy?
Man.
I have no comment.
Hated me, man.
No comment.
Hated me.
That guy was a dick. Why do you invite him over too?
Bells and I were friends from the moment we met.
Why do you invite him over?
Boom.
But I remember
yep,
it being
we
like
it right off, girl. That's
I remember being on like West. I think it was West and Barstow, and it was midnight, and somebody was having a party. But we were like just like wandering around, like we didn't know what to do at this point because our big party that we were gonna go to didn't fizzled out. And it became midnight, and like people were coming out of their house, like with their New Year's parties, like woo, Happy New Year! And we're in the car at an intersection at the stoplight. It's like, wow, Happy New Year!
And it felt like you were at a party, and you went home, and you're satisfied.
Yeah, you're all. I was at that wicked party.
But that pretty
yeah,
much
Weston
explains the years
Barstow.
Between high school and then 21.
Yeah, those are
looking for parties.
Those are like dead years. Like,
well, you had to be a lot more creative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had like bunker parties and beach parties.
Good for Marin.
Well, what I'm saying is it's easier to find than trying to go out into a cornfield.
No,
you know,
you're just trying to stick
something.
Another dagger into Fresno's
no, not.
Back.
I was giving you guys props. That's why it was probably
with a
hard
fig
to
party?
Find.
Marin
Gosh.
Jabs.
What's wrong with a fig party?
If you've never
Nothing.
Been to a fig party.
I like Fresno parties. Do not get me wrong there. I had some good times with my brother. I used to come.
Where were these parties at?
His friends' houses, and then we used to always go to Avenue 7 and go down and drink in the area.
Yeah, I know.
Did that. And then the graveyards. We've already been through this. We went in the graveyard. Mm-hmm.
Dug up drink. People. Steal their
and just hung out with them.
Like,
took
them
pictures.
Dude, you want a drink? Oh, yeah.
My brother's friends were assholes, though. They were bad partiers. They were assholes.
Fucking assholes.
So any predictions for this coming year?
I think the Mayans
it's
will
world,
re-predict that the world is going to end
2013. They'll come back and re-predict
it. Oh, here is the memo.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys about this.
Oh, this is a memo that was supposed to be opened a week after.
It was the week after this week.
Maybe we all died and we're in an
Not much has changed.
That really happened. Huh?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for all the listeners because this is your eternal soul has now been damned to listen to this podcast. Yep. Podcast.
It echoes.
Podcast. May you burn in podcast eternal flame
awkward
of
silence.
Ear noise.
Drink.
Like ear noise?
Awkward silence drink.
That's all we are. We're ear noise, man.
Another technical difficulty is happening right now. Let me fill it.
All right. So the show probably ended.
Just dead.
About 5-10 minutes ago, as far as Becky and I know. Just want to thank everyone.
Mm-hmm. It was nice that you listened if you came this far.
Thank our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to get all professional right now.
That's it. Without God, there would be no devil.
Hey, look at that. It's working now.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy. Well, I hope everyone had happy holidays. Speaking of happy holidays, did anyone see American Horror Story with a crazy Santa dude?
I was going to ask you about that.
The crazy Santa dude.
No, I don't watch the show.
Bells, damn it.
He attacked. He got put in a mental ward. He attacked this guy, like, serving him medicine, took his face off. And so they locked him up for years, and they bought him back out and attacked him.
American Horror Story. Hey. Is it better than last year's? Huh? Last season's?
I don't know. I never liked Jessica Lange before. Like, I never realized what a good actress was. She fucking phenomenal. Both last season and... She's good.
She has done an excellent job.
Yeah. She was like a lady who had just dealt with crazy shit in her life, and now there are dead people all around her in the season four of that, and then this one she's a nun. Very good. American Horror Story.
Hey. Fonzie, fuck you to Yeasty Boys. Digital IPA from Britain, New Zealand. It's not that great.
No.
We're drinking it right now, and it's not that great.
It'd be good.
You New Zealanders stick to doing some other shit.
Stick to making Lord of the Rings movies.
Fucking brewing beer is not your gig, man. Don't make me come over there, man. It's just not your thing, man.
Good name, though.
You're
Yeasty
not,
Boys.
Yeah, you're not wanted in California.
You're not wanted here, boy.
I beat it.
Now go make some Hobbit ass movie.
Yeah, go make some Hobbit juice. Get the fuck on out.
Hobbit juice.
No, beat it.
They drink grog.
Go make some of that shit and give it to them.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to have a Fonzie A to Podcast Squared. I keep forgetting to talk about it. I was a guest host on his podcast Squared a little ways back. It's a podcast about podcasting.
Wow, that must be a very interesting podcast.
To me it is. I'm a regular listener. I have like 4 podcasts I listen to that are about podcasting. So there
right?
you go. But Podcast Squared, look for it. Fonzie A. What you got, Bells?
I'm going to give a Fonzie A out to Candy Cane Lane.
Oh, did you go this year?
I sure did.
Did you go
did.
To Candy Cane Lane
sure
this
did.
Year? Oh, was it great?
You guys want to go
was
there
a
sometime?
A lot of lights?
Right on a freaking horse carriage?
Was it better than
through the neighborhood?
Christmas Tree Lane?
Mm-hmm. I want to give a Fonzie A out to Eureka.
Yeah, Eureka Burger.
And the truffle fries.
You got lots of good craft beer.
Yes, they do.
Truffle
I like to
fries.
Go there for lunch.
That's all I have to say. Get them.
I go there for lunch, have a couple
have
of IPA. I have a couple.
Nice.
Yeah, I drink a couple.
I want
and
a
go
job where I can have a beer at my lunch.
I know. That's great. Well, actually, I wouldn't because.
That's fine. I drink at work.
Really focus. I'd be able to focus
great.
The fuck up.
Crack
able
open
to
beers.
Drive and drink
yeah.
at lunch.
No, at my job that I currently work that you people aren't supposed to know about and you shouldn't, they used to be able to have a beer at work.
What?
Yeah, back in the day, man. Back in the
they
beer,
let you shoot up black
beer,
tar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They let you get a hooker during your lunch.
Happy?
It was your lunch.
It was your
get
lunch.
Get a hooker.
Sure.
If you want to do rails,
it's your fucking lunch.
Want.
It's a union job, bro. Get a fucking hooker.
Do
you're off the clock.
Them.
Now they won't let them even, like, drive, walk out of their way.
Yep. Oh, man.
Sorry.
bummer.
I want to give a Fonzie out to Dorktown for the first episode of the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, sure.
When by the time it, you know,
we're
going to
be 8 years this coming year. Oh, 8 years.
Oh, my.
What's wrong with us?
That I don't know. We've accomplished nothing.
It's really just because the three of us like each other. We like to hang out with each other. That's really it. So we this next year.
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think we do a pretty good job all hanging out.
Becky's awesome, huh? Producer Becky, everyone. Bells, you're awesome.
Mikey, Bells you're awesome.
Mikey's awesome.
We're all awesome.
Becky's awesome.
Fuck yeah. Woo, woo.
Everybody's fucking
go
awesome.
Fresno, go podcasting, go us.
We are the best. Number one. Fuck the rest of you. You'll all lose. You have no chance. We will make a big crush. You'll lose.
You will lose.
There will be pain so hard. So hard your pain. Crush your testicle. Yo, what up, what up? This is Dorktown episode.
This is Dorktown up in your shit.
Episode.
In your shit.
129.
Wait.
Are we on?
Dorktown.
Of her, and you fucked up the show already, Mikey.
Yep.
God damn it.
Sorry. The top of my head is starting.
I'm not talking anymore. Bullshit.
You were on a roll.
Fucking, you just killed it, Mike.
Should have just let him keep going while you were trying to do it.
Yeah, you fucked it up. Now I'm going to be quiet.